It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Wherever there are Occupy Wall Street protesters, there are signs asking for more banking regulations, less money in politics, and student debt forgiveness. President Obama picked up on that theme yesterday, announcing student loan changes in a speech in Denver.
About 1.6 million Americans could see their payments go down by hundreds of dollars a month. And that includes some of the students who are here today.
But at Zuccotti Park, protesters were not impressed. WNYC's Anna Sale joins me now to talk about what the president is proposing and the reaction from students here in New York. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
So what does the president's proposal actually do, and how will it affect New York students?
Well, here's the issue. Student loan debt across the country is approaching $1 trillion. It already exceeds total credit card debt. Here in New York, NYU is among one of the schools with the biggest total student loan debt, according to the Department of Education numbers. The president announced a few changes yesterday. One is a push to help former students refinance their federal student loans. Another change moves up a change that was scheduled to go into effect in 2014 that will lower monthly payments based on a graduate's income. Now, starting in 2012, that will be 10% of discretionary income, down from 15%. But one of the challenges here is that there's already a pretty low participation rate in this income-based repayment program. Brute College financial aid director Steve O'Meara told me that part of the issue is that when students are graduating, the fact that student loan bills are going to be coming soon isn't registering. He says there's a required exit interview to go over coming payments, but most students do it on the internet and just don't give it much attention.
Typically, when a student is graduating and they're elated, and you know this is really just another checkbox that they need to complete, so it's not necessarily a priority for students. For us, it is.
So if that's any indication, another initiative announced by the president yesterday to make payment and loan information more clear to borrowers is also needed. That outreach effort is called Know Before You Owe.
So Occupy Wall Street protesters have been rallying for student loan forgiveness. Does this actually do that? I mean, they still have to pay money back. They're not being forgiven for their debt.
Exactly. There's that piece that's lowering the monthly payments, and it doesn't go that far to wipe out student loan debt. Already, there was a law passed by Congress that was going to shorten the payment from 25 years to 20 years if you're in this income-based repayment program. So instead of going into effect in 2014, that's now going to go into effect in 2012, as the president announced yesterday. But for Occupy Wall Street protester Gil Torres, he didn't see a way this was going to help him out much. And he's got a lot of student loan debt, over $100,000 from both undergraduate and law school, federal and private loans. And he's already defaulted once when he got out of law school, didn't immediately get a job, and got all kinds of penalties tacked on to his principal. And he was just laid off 3 weeks ago. So he's not quite sure how he's going to make those payments now.
It's definitely on my mind, you know, and it's concerning. And it's like, well, what's going to happen next? It makes me question whether it was even worth going to law school.
But isn't the president's announcement a victory for Occupy Wall Street? In other words, can we say they are the force behind this? Isn't that why the president made this speech?
Well, talking to protesters yesterday, they certainly were feeling like the president was talking about student loans because of what they're doing across the country. But that generated cynicism rather than enthusiasm. Take Jason Amati, for example. He's been at the protests since they started. He wanted the president to announce more significant reforms rather than just talking about student loans. He wanted student loan debt to be eliminated.
It's really frustrating to see how something that's supposed to, in the language of helping us, is actually not doing anything. And the people have these really real concerns and mobilize to make some real answers and to look for real answers, then they make changes that have the language of solving the problem but actually don't do anything.
And this gets back to the politics of this. President Obama was talking about student loans in front of students in Denver yesterday. He explicitly said, I need your help. I need the help of young people to do more. Jason Amati was one of those young people who helped the president in 2008. He actually worked for the president's campaign, volunteered for the president's campaign in the state of Nevada. This year, he's at Occupy Wall Street, not helping out the campaign.
And in the last election, the president had big supporters from young people. Do you think this is was that the part of the politics of it? He's trying to re-energize the young folk, the young voters?
President Obama was very explicit about that. He said, I need your help. I need your help, young people. to make Congress do more, he said. But clearly, in Colorado, a swing state, he needs young people to also help him get reelected.
Okay, WNYC's Anna Sale. Anna, thanks a lot.
Thank you.